Pesach Nida Perchet Mishnah Dalet Eid Shehunas Tachat Atah Benimta Alav Dam. A cloth that was put underneath the pillow, and after it was taken out from underneath the pillow, dam, blood was found on this cloth. As a woman checked herself after Tasha to see if she had seen dam, after she had a relation with her husband, she wiped herself to see if she had seen dam, if she's in Nida. But she didn't check the cloth immediately. Instead, she first put it underneath the pillow. And after she took the cloth from underneath the pillow, she found dam on the cloth. And the question is, was the dam there before she put it underneath the pillow, and therefore she is in Nida? Or maybe the dam got on the cloth after she put it underneath the pillow. The Mishnah tells her, I'll go, Tahar. Mashuch Tamit. Dibri Rabbi Leza, Birapsar. If the blood that's found on the cloth is circular, in such a case, she is tar. And this blood definitely came from a lamp that got squished on the cloth underneath the pillow. And if the blood came from her when she checked herself, it would not have been circular. But if the blood that's found on the cloth is mashuch, it's not circular, in such a case, she is tamea. As it came from her when she checked herself, and even though she did not look at the cloth immediately, she put it underneath the pillow first, she is tamea. As the blood definitely came from her, it did not come from her lap, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Berab Tzadok. Second Nida Paritas Mishnah Aleph, Aisha Sheyaisa Tzrachah V'rasu Adam. A woman that was urinated, and she saw blood. Blood came out together with the urine. Rabbi Meir, I may in my medes tamea, v'im yosheves tahira. Rabbi Meir said, if the woman was urinated while she is standing, she is tamea. That blood would make her tamei. It's possible that that blood came from the uterus. As a woman that's standing cannot urinate very strongly. So therefore, it's possible that together with the urine, blood came out from the uterus. And she is tamei. She is a nida. But if she urinates while she's sitting, it's possible for her to urinate strongly. And when a woman urinates strongly, the blood cannot come out from the uterus together with the urine. So the blood that come out with the urine was from a maka, was from some kind of wound that she has. It's not dam nida. It comes from a maka, so therefore, she is tahara. Now, the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about in such a case where she is sitting on the edge of a ball that she is urinating in. And she is urinating very strongly into the ball. That's when we say that the dam that came out with the urine would not make her tmea. That dam must come from a wound. And since she is urinating strongly, the blood cannot come from the uterus together with the urine. And it also cannot have came out after she had completed urinating, because since the blood was found inside the ball, had the blood come out after she had finished urinating, then it would have been found at the edge of the ball, as she's sitting on the edge of the ball. And if the blood would have dripped out after she urinated, which in such a case is possible that the blood did come from the uterus, then that blood would have been found on the edge of the ball, not in the middle of the ball. So since the blood was found in the middle of the ball, it obviously came out while she is urinating. And since when you sit down, you urinate much stronger than when you stand up, that blood cannot have came from the uterus, as when a woman sits down and urinates strongly, blood cannot come from the uterus together with the urine. Rabbi Yossi, I'm at Bankach or Bankach to her. Rabbi Yossi takes a lenient approach, and he says whether the woman was sitting when she was urinating or whether she was standing, it doesn't make a difference. In both cases, the blood that came out together with the urine would not make her tmea. It would not make her into a nida, according to Rabbi Yossi.